Soto swings and hits one high and deep to right. This is way back. Going, going, goodbye. The kick in, here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
This is what I say. Run away, baby.
Time for more baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. If you're like me, you still got the itch for baseball. Yesterday, we went over some baseball movies that could perhaps scratch that itch. Today, we're going to talk more about the game, and if we get baseball back, what is the season going to look like? And it also affects the minor leagues as well. We're joined right now by a great friend of mine, great friend of the show, Bill Lasky. Bill, always a pleasure to get you on the show. I appreciate the time again today.
Oh, always enjoy talking baseball with you and your fans, and hoping that everybody is safe and healthy and staying in put and listening to you and radio, and there's no sports. So just kind of staying close to your friends and your family and being safe is the key two words.
No question. There's no question about it. And of course, we'll all look forward to that day where we can get life back to at least semi-normal. Hopefully that's not too far off. And I think when we become semi-normal once again, that's when baseball reappears. But as you and I were talking about off of the cuff, this season may be anything but normal.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an experiment when you start thinking about it. You know, baseball, the owners to players to unions are going to really have to think about this and understand it's going to take a while for these guys to get back in shape. How much does it need? And what about all the minor leagues and how they're going to be affected? They're working every day. There's a lot of interaction between the owners as well as the general managers and baseball operations. And it's all speculation, as we can talk about, but at least they're talking about it. If it does come back in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, what will happen?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I know one of the rumors that were floated out was potentially expanding the postseason. Now, we had postseason expansion just a few years back, and I'm actually a big fan of it. I do like the one-game playoff. But now we're talking about possibly a 14-team playoff, maybe even a 16-team playoff. And, Bill, when you condense a season, so many things could happen. I mean, you just look at last year. I remember the conversation you and I were having mid-season about the Washington Nationals and would Dave Martinez keep his job. Then Washington goes on a tear. They win the World Series. Obviously, that can't happen when you have a condensed season, right? There's so much emphasis on winning early. Are you for or against the idea of an extended postseason if we get a shortened season this year?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you could go into October. I like some of the thought patterns. If it does get too cold, they go into a neutral site, which would probably be indoors. These are all ideas and things like that I think will work. I just don't understand how you can push this into 14 teams and do it all in such a short order, because it's really going to be who's going to come out hot first and who's going to, you know, take the lead and hold on to the lead. And maybe the stronger teams do prevail right off the bat because of the thoughts that they have going into the games, their experience in the games. It's going to be a big Q&A at the end because, you know, everybody's got to vote on this. The players have to fall into that category too. And I just think it's going to go back into how big of a roster they're going to expand to, because they're going to have to do that. They're talking about double hitters on the same day at seven innings per game. I like that idea, quicker game, see how that works. But also, I just think the safety of the players is going to be the main concern.
Safety of the players, and of course, we can't forget about TV revenue, right? TV dollars, that's important as well, and I guess with an extended postseason, that does give Major League Baseball an opportunity to recoup some of the money that's going to be lost.
I believe so, too, and I think every fan is going to be glued onto their favorite team or MLB Network or ESPN to see some of the better teams in United States play. I just wonder if there's going to be fans in the ballpark watching Japan and Korea and both of those baseball leagues are playing with no fans. Japan had a couple teams with a mask on. So we're going to see what that's going to equate with United States Baseball if that's how they're going to start. And right off the bat in spring training when they go back to Arizona and Florida, are they going to play those games with no fans too? So you just don't know. I think everybody's going to be going to the radio to listen to games. It's going to be announced that way as well as TV, and that might be the future of watching baseball.
Again, Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, now an analyst for the San Francisco Giants, joining us on the phone as we talk Major League Baseball. Bill, with that being said, you just mentioned playing with no fans, and I honestly believe we see that at some point in time in this country. I don't know if it's Major League Baseball, I don't know if it's NBA, I don't know if it's the NFL, how long this is going to last, but I believe at some point in time we will see it. As a former player, as a former pitcher, would that affect you at all, playing in a stadium with no fans?
It would be totally changed. I mean, you would have to really lock in, concentrate a little bit more into the game with your catcher. There'd be a lot of talk between teams, you know that. You'd have the chatter chirping from every dugout. But that's baseball. You're going to play, try to play at the highest level, concentrate as much as you can. And you're definitely going to hear the crack of the bat amongst two teams playing. It would be strange. It would be difficult, but you would have to lock in because those numbers are going to count in a short season or even competition to try to get to the World Series if there's one.
Yeah, I know that right now there's such a big emphasis on sign stealing with everything that went down with the Astros and the Red Sox. With that being said, you know, you see a pitcher and a catcher have their meeting on the mound, and the pitcher will usually cover his mouth to prevent lip reading, right, from any video type recordings that may be going on. Look, that would be out the door. There's no way that you would be able to have a conversation with your catcher on the mound without everybody hearing it if there's no fans in the stands.
It's true. There's a lot of things you wouldn't hear. You know, you start talking about defense and offense and different type of guys warming up in the bullpen. I mean, it's going to be real strange to watch America baseball in these beautiful stadiums with no fans. Hey, you know what? I'm looking forward to it if that's how it has to be to get baseball back on the field. Yeah. That's what we're just going to have to change. We're all changing through this virus, and you know what? To be safe, if we can get baseball back like that, I think every fan would just love to watch the sport. I know you and I are big sports fans, and we talk about sports. Hey, you know, it's difficult not watching sport each day, but we are getting through it.
No question. And Bill, you brought this up, the idea that, well, this is going to change the minor leagues as well. I mean, if you have to expand a roster, there's a lot of ins and outs that go into it, especially with the minor leagues itself. And you have actually heard some rumblings of what could possibly be a resolution to the minor leagues this season.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is letting your players go to the minor league cities. Of course, these minor league cities are all over the United States. And you have a lot of young talent in the minor leagues. You're talking 18, 19-year-old kids, early 20s. And I think what Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball are talking about is not doing that, literally shutting down all minor league baseball and keeping most of your surplus of your minor leaguers in their spring training sites. So it'd be mostly Florida and Arizona. And they would continue to play games there. But again, it would be totally different, but they would maintain what these players are eating, sleeping, where they're hanging out, and continuing to monitor them as the couple of months of minor league baseball come about. Now, of course, you know, you're talking maybe July, August, because usually the minor league season's over that first part of September. But at the big league level, you have to have some players definitely in surplus because of injuries and opportunities for more pitchers to be on the roster. So it is something they're talking about. You know, when you sit back and you start thinking about it, those are their players. That's their organization. Those are the players that are there under their wing. They have to protect them any which way. And if that's the way to do it for a couple months, that's the smart way to really outline your investment and to keep it safe.
Well, there's no question, and I think one of the nuances of the minor league system and how it works with a big league ball club, there's so much from a business aspect. I mean, for instance, if a player finishes his rookie season, I believe the number is 171 days of service time, then that club's going to retain control over him for another season. We saw this with Chris Bryant and the Chicago Cubs just a couple of years ago. So if you have a prized prospect like that, and you want to be really manipulative, I guess, on when you call him up, you better make sure you have control over this guy, knowing where he's at and what he's doing at all times. Because, I mean, we're talking about a full another season on a rookie deal, and that's a lot of money for these teams.
It sure is, and if that even comes about, you don't know if they're even just going to try to keep the AAA players and literally AA and A ball and rookie ball. You take the year off, and we start again next spring. As this virus continues, we don't know how many months it's going to keep us in lock in place. And these are things that, like I said earlier, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, at least are talking about. They're trying to get a picture painted. It's difficult. It's all speculation. But I think these points are valid when you're talking about high draft picks, how much money they invest them. I want my top prospect to go to, now I'm just throwing a city out there, Des Moines, Iowa. Nothing wrong with Des Moines, Iowa. Don't get me wrong. But he'd have to go rent an apartment, live under Des Moines, Iowa grocery stores and things like that that he has to get accustomed to. And like I said, it's an example. I like Des Moines, Iowa. So, but those are the things that is out of their control and their command. So in this point, I think they want to structure something where they can feed them, they can watch them, they can have them grow with the organization, working out every day, a more planned look ahead. And why not? If it's only going to be 1 month, 30 days, 60 days, that they can come back and compete.
Again, Bill Lasky, our guest right now. Bill, we could end with this, and it's something I just thought of off of the top of my head. I've been waiting for about a month, month and a half for Major League Baseball to reveal the results of what went down with the Boston Red Sox. I honestly forgot about that until just a moment ago. It popped back into my head. Right, this whole thing with the offseason and when the season is actually going to begin, I think it has actually taken away some of the sting and some of the public outrage of what happened with the Houston Astros. And right now, the Boston Red Sox, that whole particular instance, it seems like it's distant, at least in the minds of fans.
Yeah, it probably helps out the Astros the most because they were getting, you know, razzed through spring training, got hit a few times. But I'm surprised that they haven't come out with what they were going to do with Boston. I would have thought Boston would say, hey, slam us now so we can get over it and understand what we have to do to move forward. They might know it because it's internally. But at the same time, I'm surprised that that hasn't been announced. And I would really like to see what they're going to do to Boston. So we saw Joey Cora walk away. So, you know, he's going to be suspended. And what's next for the Red Sox? So I think these are things that, as you and I talk, that's going to come out sooner or later, hopefully sooner, and continue the process just like the Astros.
It would definitely give us something to talk about, that's for sure, when it comes out. Again, Bill Lasky, our guest right now. Bill, it is always a pleasure to get you on the show. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work, because I know right now you're still extremely active, especially on the air.
Yeah, well, doing KNBR Radio here in San Francisco. It's a sports leader. I'm doing weekend shows there, just interviewing some different people. Just staying active with it, as well as during the week jumping on different shows across Northern California. And it's just insight that I'm finding out through friends of mine that are in baseball, and I'm communicating with them through days, just picking up a phone call and chit-chatting. And a lot of that minor league stuff came from a couple minor league play-by-play guys, because I wanted to know what they were thinking, because their jobs are interrupted also. So that was kind of the news, and I thought it was pretty good news, and I was glad to share that with you today. And as I do each week, we'll talk and I'll find out some more stuff just to get it on the airs and have people understand what is happening in the baseball world as much as we know.
Fantastic stuff as always, Bill. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch up again soon.
Excellent. Hey, stay safe and be healthy.
You do the same. Bill Lasky, again, our guest, talking Major League Baseball. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM, live from the Auto Forum Studios.